Awesome, AJ Bernice. Opens 2013 with a feature win, second one of his career. What an awesome way to start out 2013.
Yeah, I'm pretty excited about it. I mean, it was a real hard-fought win. Got to thank Robbie Pullen for running me pretty clean, and he was really tough to get around, and finally we got into some lap traffic. And lap traffic kind of played out to my advantage, and just had to wait for the right time to strike.
Yeah, he went high, which is what you normally do to go around lap traffic, but they happened to pick the wrong one. Did you kind of anticipate that going into turn one?
No, I had no idea what was going to happen. I mean, going down the front stretch, everything kind of scrambled, and I didn't even know where I was going until half a second before.
And after that, did you see any more bumpers from anybody else, or how did the car feel by itself out front? When you were able to pick your own liner and such?
Yeah, we were kind of tight. We've been fighting that all day. I don't know. I just kind of had to slow myself down and try not to push the car too hard. And just, it's tough staying fast without overdriving it here.
The way you and the car both ran tonight, is that something expected this year? Or is this just blew your mind winning first night out?
Well, I'm really hoping so. I've been telling myself all winter that this season I'm driving a little more aggressive, and I can't be so shy about making, you know, decisions out on the track, and I just got to stick with what I think is right.
I just asked Craig Herrett this, and one-third of the starting field tonight were rookies. What kind of advice is you, a junior, have for them, but not only them, but the rest of the field, the other 16 guys that were on the track tonight, that need maybe to have a little more patience?
You really just got to wait and get a good feel for your car and a good feel for the competition before you really try to do anything. Knowing what the car is going to do really means a lot, and a lot of people don't understand exactly what the car is going to do for them if they do a certain thing, and it normally doesn't play out too well.
All right, and finally, who do you have to thank tonight?
I'd like to thank Bernd Airey, JP Jewelers, Leanne's Farm Market, Chris Nelson, Estate Farm, Avery's Oak Hill Tavern. I'd like to thank the Oswego Firefighters Union, and of course all of my crew, and Franco's Pizza this year has given us some fuel money. So I got a lot of people good helping us out.